Don't you wish your khaki shorts were legitimately comfortable instead of stiff cotton? Try Bird Dogs. Bird Dogs stretch khaki shorts look like khaki shorts, but feel like gym shorts. They have it all. Anti-stink, sweat-wicking fabric, a super comfortable built-in liner, and zipper pockets to keep everything secure. It's time to swap your old-school khakis for Bird Dogs. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code BASEBALL for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB, promo code BASEBALL for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off, we promise you.
Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I hope you had a tremendous Tuesday. Doesn't matter how your Tuesday went, because I'm going to be here with you for the next 3 hours. And I'm going to have me a good old time. Thank you to everybody who locked into the first hour of the show. We get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. So whether you're tuned in on the free, let me say that again, the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, whether you're locked in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158, or a smart speaker, I say thank you. I've already been here for 1 hour. We've talked to individuals from Vancouver, British Columbia. We talked to somebody from California. We spoke to a gentleman from Iowa. And I don't know where the hell else. There's so many people that talk to us. I don't know. Buffalo, New York. Just a lot of folks. And we got a whole lot more to talk about. I mean, we opened up the show with some news that broke a few hours ago, like right before I got started. Tyreek Hill, wide receiver, star wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins, investigated for allegedly, you know, putting his hands on somebody on Father's Day. Like, he was at a boat. He was on a boat having, like, a party, and then he pulled up to the marina, and somebody got their hands put on him, okay? I think it was one of the workers, allegedly. I don't know. Maybe he was beefing about the bill. We'll see what happens. In the NFL, this is light stuff. You know, beating up potentially, allegedly, a worker at a marina is just – it's nothing. Just go play football the next day. You know, we got wide receivers and running backs, Alvin Kamara, and he beat up a guy on film, and he hasn't missed a game yet. So Tyreek Hill will be okay. We talked about Victor Wembanyama. Yeah, we're going to be talking about him quite a bit over the next few days. The NBA draft is on Thursday. And yesterday, Victor Wembanyama is at Newark Airport, arriving to the New York City metropolitan area. And then today, Victor Wembanyama was on the 4 train in New York to go to Yankee Stadium. Yeah, he took the train to Yankee Stadium. And then he threw out the first pitch. Yes, 7'5" giant. He threw a ball. He threw a ball. It wasn't a strike. He threw a ball. Too many arms, too many legs. He needs to talk to Gerrit Cole about his mechanics. By the way, the Yankees won over the Seattle Mariners. The final score there, 3-2. Another team that won tonight, Cincinnati Reds. Cincinnati Reds still doing some damage. They beat, well, the Yankees won 3-1, my apologies. And the Cincinnati Reds, they beat the Rockies tonight, 8-6. 10-game winning streak. Good for them. Anyway, as we continue on with the show here, I got to talk to you about just something real unfortunate. And we're going to get into Damian Lillard. You know, speaking of guys behaving badly, we're going to get into Jack Jones from the Patriots. He thinks he can just take guns to the airport. Pat Riley talked about the Heat, what they will or will not do. The NFL trying to clarify everything going on with gambling. And these are all just rules to keep people out of trouble. Someone who has just been in trouble for the past 2 weeks, and trouble may not be the word, but his reputation has definitely taken a hit. It's Zion Williamson. How has this man's reputation taken a hit? He's only 22 years old. He's going to turn 23 in a couple of weeks on July 6th. But Zion was supposed to be, and pardon the pun here, wasn't Zion supposed to be the next big thing? Isn't Zion still supposed to be the next big thing? Selected number one overall in 2019, Zion was famous before he even got to the NBA. Zion Williamson was famous before he even went to Duke and kind of burst out of his own shoe, literally. Zion Williamson was one of the, not even first, but he's one of the biggest online basketball social media stars. A 6'6", 280, 290-pound, almost 300-pound, just defensive lineman, nose tackle, just out here playing basketball, flying through the air like he's a lightweight, bullying people. I mean, I've seen the hilarious images in high school of Zion Williamson playing against other kids from other schools, and it's just like, it's not fair. It's like Shaquille O'Neal playing basketball against, yeah, you, whoever the hell you are listening. Maybe you're 6'8", maybe you're 6'9". You look like a kid next to Shaq. Zion was a big deal before this. Fun-loving. Smile on his face. Childish grin because he's a child. And now he's getting ready to turn 22. Been in the NBA since 2019. But here's the problem for Zion. And then he has new problems now. Not surprisingly with a woman. But here you have Zion. He tore his meniscus in 2019. Well, that sucks, doesn't it? Shame. He broke his thumb. He missed all of 2020, 2021 with a broken foot. Well, I don't need to be a scientist to understand this, but I would think if you are 300 pounds almost and you're jumping up in the air high and you're coming down hard, you're going to break some things. I don't know too many 300-pound people just jumping up in the air and landing all the time. I don't care who you are. You're not supposed to be doing that. And so Zion Williamson has been busted up his entire brief career. They put him in the All-Star game this past season. I don't know how the hell that happened. He don't play this past year. When he did play, only 29 games, he was a beast. 26 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 60% from the field. He's like a bowling ball on the way to the basket. Ain't nobody stopping him. But we didn't see him. His season ended at like New Year's with a hamstring injury. And then he missed the next bunch of months. And the Pelicans, well, who cares about him, right? Sorry. Shout outs to my man Shadell down in New Orleans. Shout outs to everybody listening on WWL. Yeah, they stopped me out there. Hey, what's up, JR? What you think? Nothing. Your team sucks, man. Sorry. It went from jokes about Zion's weight, jokes about the food. They made floats with Zion on the side eating beignets and gumbo. Like, your own city is making fun of you. She can't stay in shape. The city doesn't care about Zion. Come on now. The Pelicans had no choice. Well, they did. But before all this new crap came out, they gave him a 5-year, almost $200 million extension because of his talent. They put a weight clause in his contract just to try to keep him in line. And let me tell you something. I think anybody that's been to Louisiana, anybody who's been to New Orleans, you know about the food. I can't even think of one word. I was going to say good one word, but that is an understatement. The food is damn good. The food is amazing. New Orleans is one of the best cities to eat in the United States of America. It's one of the best cities to eat on earth. And that's where Zion is. And I'm sure he's only drinking water and eating vegetables. Sure. And it didn't just stop there. This generational freakish talent. We talked about Wembanyama, and imagine Victor Wembanyama standing next to Zion. It's like Humpty Dumpty meets Big Bird. Imagine it. Well, you might not be able to see it because who knows if either one of these guys are going to be healthy. Zion went from social media high school superstar on overtime to Duke and being hurt to the NBA and being hurt and amazing when he plays to being hurt. And then over the past couple of weeks, things have gotten more sideways for Zion. It's not just the commitment to his fitness and his health. And can he stay healthy? Is he going to have a salad or is he going to have a cheeseburger? Is he going to have Doritos? Is he going to have an apple? It seems that Zion has been dabbling in some other fruit. Zion Williamson, over the past few weeks, he decided to share with the world that he is, having a child. Good for him. Young lady puts out a video, hey, we're pregnant, a gender reveal. People do it. You see it all the time. We're having a baby. Sometimes they bring out the balloon. Hey, blue balloon, we're having a boy. Hey, pink balloon, we're having a girl. Oh. People love this stuff. Somebody who didn't love this is someone else who allegedly had a relationship with Zion Williamson. This other someone happened to be a former, air quotes, adult actress. Someone who has no issue flaunting or sharing her body. Someone who also had no issue with sharing some of the alleged activities between both her and Zion, which happened to be very graphic. And she needs to get a head check. Because she did this, shared things for about 2 weeks. You owe me money, Zion. You hurt my feelings, Zion. I let you do this to me, Zion. You said you were going to do this, Zion. You sleep like this, Zion. You're ugly, Zion. I loved you, Zion. You said you were going to send me money, Zion. 2 weeks. At a charity event, where I think they were giving out book bags. Zion hasn't said a word about any of this. His stepfather, and Zion was behind him, his stepfather said, hey, you know, don't believe half of what you see and believe nothing that you hear. That was the message from Zion's stepdad. And he said, I love you. And, you know, you learn through these things. And he gave his stepson a hug, which was kind of embarrassing because Zion's standing there like any parent would embarrass a child, except for this isn't, you know, did you clean your room or, you know, did you take your meds? This is, hey, my son, don't hear what you heard from that, that lady over there. The lady with the giant this and giant that from the hospital table, the one that said, this is different, a different type of embarrassment. So we ain't just talking about did Zion eat too much food. Like the conversation now is Zion serious about his career when he has just, I don't want to call them women of the night because, you know, it's a legitimate job, right? I know people who do that job. They do that job. But she's over here getting at Zion online, and then there was another woman who said the same thing, and the mother of his child, this is terrible. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be Jerry Springer. I'm just trying to tell you the facts here. The woman, the mother of his child, there's also videos of her. I mean, come on. If you're David Griffin, If you're the president of the New Orleans Pelicans, David Griffin, nice guy, by the way. Met him a couple of months ago here in Atlanta at the Overtime Elite Basketball League. Very nice guy. What is he doing in his office? Is he banging his head on the wall? I had to give this guy, well, didn't have to, but he gave this guy $200 million. And he can't put a cheeseburger down. And he can't put the cheeks down either. Man, just play basketball, bruh. Eat a salad and play. And I don't know. You know, when I was 21 years old, what was I doing? Was I in school? Was I in school at 21? Yeah, I was in school and I was working. I didn't have $200 million. I wasn't hanging out with stars, those type of stars. Zion got the world at his fingertips, man. And I don't want to call this a fall from grace. This is real different than 5 years ago now, ain't it? High school? Dunking on little kids? And now he's dunking on the ladies at night. You got to chill out, man. There are plenty of people who do this. We don't hear about it. There are plenty of instances of this happening. Trust me. You just don't hear about it. Zion is just, he's embarrassed himself. And there's only one way to redeem himself. Play basketball, man. Get in shape and play ball. The lady who's tried to annihilate his character for the past 2 weeks until she was suspended. Her account was suspended today. She said she was going to release. She was threatening Zion. You better send the money, otherwise I will release these explicit tapes between us. I guess Elon Musk finally had enough. Account shut down. I guess she'll go somewhere else. I don't know. The only way for Zion to fix this is to play ball. Make people forget about it. A couple of months ago, I had no problem saying that, hey, if he don't play, he's a bust. I don't care how much talent he has. If Zion does not play basketball, he is a bust. A bust is somebody who gets hurt, JR. A bust is somebody who can't, you know, no. You take a number one overall? And you letting buns, all types of buns, just ruin your life and your career? Honey buns, all types of buns. This sucks, man. I want to see Zion play. I remember Zion's first game, 2019. I was at NBA TV sitting next to Channing Frye. We were both getting ready to go on air. And we're watching Zion. He came out. He's not a three-point shooter. He was bombing threes away, and we were like, oh, my God, Zion is losing his mind. Well, he's lost his mind and other things as well. And so we've heard the rumors. Some people say Pelicans are sick of this, that they're going to move Zion. Some people say the Pelicans are going to hold on to him. I don't think it matters where Zion goes. You know, I think if you are the New Orleans Pelicans, you hold on to the dude, man. You've invested in the guy. You want to keep him. You see what you can get. I don't think you're selling low on Zion right now. There's always going to be a new sucker. You want to tell me that the New York Knicks wouldn't still like to grab Zion? If Zion was available, you want to tell me that the Knicks wouldn't maybe try for it? Well, who else is going to the Knicks, right? New Orleans Pelicans, man, they draft at number 14. Pelicans, I'm not going to be mad if they start over. I think they'll keep Zion. Zion is still young. Maybe he'll get his act together. But if you thought Anthony Davis leaving New Orleans was terrible, man, what about Zion just eating his way out of things, eating his way out of town? This is sad, man. I hope Zion can just get it together. He's gone from happy young kid, smiling, jumping all over the place, and now he's being threatened by a pornographic actress. Come on, man. This is Zion. It's not Dennis Rodman. All the best to Zion Williamson. And David Griffin, oh my God. All the best to him, president of the Pelicans, because, I mean, this guy, he's been through it too over the past 2 weeks dealing with this crap. This ain't easy. Welcome to the world of sports. And Zion, he's had to find out the hard way. But if I'm the Pelicans, unless somebody is like bowling me over, like Charlotte, does Charlotte want to take a shot on Zion? And too exciting, mellow to Zion? Maybe. Or do you trade for Zion and he still doesn't play? I wouldn't bring him on. I wouldn't. Let him sit in New Orleans. And I think the Pelicans are going to be stuck. We'll see in a few days. We'll find out sooner than later. I got a simple question to you. The food issues, the health issues, the now publicized issues with women. Would you take Zion on your team? Or is Zion already damaged goods? It's looking like it. Buy beware. Still young, but you tell me whether or not he going to get and stay in shape and stay away from other things. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Somebody check on Zion. Somebody check on Pelicans president David Griffin. And that lady who was tweeting all that stuff, somebody check on her too. She got some issues. But don't we all? It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Wow, it's exciting talking to you, Mr. JR. You are clear, concise, accurate, and honest. I love listening to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Before we went to break, I updated you on everything going on, unfortunately, with Zion Williamson. It seems that he is having issues on and off the court. And if you are the New Orleans Pelicans, I mean, are you looking at this dude and saying, can we just start over? Can we offload him and dump him off to, I don't know, Charlotte and kind of start over? Get somebody who actually shows up to work? But if you're one of those teams, do you want to take the risk? Do you want Zion on your team? Would you take Zion on your team? I don't think so, man. I don't think so. I wouldn't touch him right now. I think he's going to stay with the Pelicans, but what do I know? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. At the same time, minutes ago, it was reported via Mark Stein, speaking of shipping people out, the Clippers are gauging Paul George's trade value. They're giving real consideration to the idea of disassembling the Kawhi Leonard-Paul George tandem. I didn't know. Don't you got to play to be a tandem? Guys, none of these dudes play. At least Zion got an excuse. He's fat. 855-212-4CBS. Aaron is calling from Huntsville. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Would you take Zion on your team, Aaron?
You are absolutely right, my friend. JR, I would just like to say you are the most level-headed and coolest sports radio host in the world, man. I love listening to your show. I always get off around this time of night, so I always put it on 103.9 in Huntsville. Always love to hear your takes. You're always a really cool customer, man. I appreciate your show, bro.
Thank you, my friend, my next-door neighbor in Alabama. Well, what else you got? What are your thoughts, man?
Bro, bring them all to Charlotte, man. Ben Simmons, bring the beard, bring Zion. Bring them all to Charlotte, dude. Jordan just sold the team. Bring on the freaks, man. Let's go. Let's give Charlotte something.
Well,
this team has been at the bottom of the barrel for like a decade plus. So bring them on. Give us something.
When LaMelo comes back, that's not good enough. I mean, it's a start, right?
No, it's not good enough, sure, but we're not going to get one of these marquee players like a Kawhi Leonard or like a Paul George or like a Chris Paul or anything like that. So bring on the freaks, man. Bring on all the rejects. Let's go.
Okay. No, I think it would certainly be an attraction, and Zion going back to the Carolinas would really, I think, get people going if he's going to be healthy enough to show up. Hey, Aaron, I appreciate you for calling for Puntsville, man. You be well.
Appreciate you, man. Y'all take care.
Thank you. Yeah. Where else would he go? Like, where else would he go? If you think about the draft order for Thursday, San Antonio is at 1. Charlotte is 2. Portland is 3. Houston ain't moving nobody for Zion. Detroit ain't moving nobody for Zion. Orlando, the Orlando Magic. We just spoke to Wendell Carter Jr. a couple of weeks ago. He joined us here on the show. They ain't moving nobody. Indiana, what are the Pacers going to do? And then now we moving into Stupidville. Washington, Utah, Dallas, or Oklahoma City, Toronto. No, and then New Orleans is 14. Come on. If he don't go to Charlotte, where the hell else is he going? I don't know. Maybe there's a new shock every day. 855-212-4CBS. Liam is calling from here in Georgia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Liam?
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the radio.
Well, hi, JR. I don't know if you remember, but I think I called a few weeks ago about the Stanley Cup Finals.
Okay, yeah, I remember vaguely.
Yeah. And about Zion Williams, if I was the Pelicans, I would probably keep him. But if I was another team and they were giving him away, I would probably also take him.
Oh, well, giving him away?
Trading or something.
Yeah, but if you bring him in, you got to pay him $200 million.
I mean, if I had that money, I would.
Okay. Yeah, but you want him to earn the money, though, don't you? He hasn't necessarily earned his money up until this point. You could argue that he doesn't deserve the contract that he just got.
You could, yeah, you could.
Yeah. Well, be careful. Hey, Liam, how old are you?
13.
Okay. Well, listen, man, it's a wild world. Enjoy it, but be safe out there, okay?
You too.
You call me anytime. You take it easy, bro.
All right.
All right.
You too. Thanks.
Liam for calling from Georgia. No problem. Whew. I hope he never runs into those issues like Zion does. Never. Ever, ever, ever. Connor's calling from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Connor?
Thanks, JR, for taking my call. Love you. Love your show. Love what you and Chip do. Hell no. No, I don't want Zion at all. The damn man can't stay healthy. He cannot. He can't seem to play any games. I don't know. I'm a Golden State Warriors fan. And I guess we could use him. I mean, our team's about to kind of expire. We only got a couple of years left on Curry. Klay Thompson looks like he might have to sit down for a bit. And
you want Draymond back?
I called yesterday. I told you I do want Draymond back. We need him. He's elite. He's a big part, but he doesn't have much left either. I mean, the guy's like turning almost 35 now. And 33. Curry's already, 35, yeah?
Yeah, he's 35.
I'm not sure.
Steph
yeah.
Curry is 35, yes.
Yeah, and yeah, our team's about to expire. I guess we could use a little bit of somebody young like Zion Williams, but I don't know if we'd see him on the court a whole bunch. So, yeah. I mean.
No. Well, maybe he'd be forced to stay inside if he was in the Bay, but that's a different conversation. Hey, Connor, I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you, JR. Have a good day. Nice.
You too. Yeah, man. That's we moving into that's fantasy territory. Now you got to pay Zion and Steph Curry. Mike Dunleavy would be fired in like the next day. NBA is wild, man. It's not just basketball. It's all of the stories that surround it. They are absolutely nuts. It's crazy out here. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to leave the phone lines open. I'm going to get back to more of your calls on the other side. If you want to hear a story about somebody nuts, what's going on in New England? What's up with this defensive back, Jack Jones? He just got into the damn NFL, and he already got beef with Bill Belichick. He's taking guns to the airport. What are people thinking? Are they thinking? Are they drinking? Are they doing drugs? Like, maybe I'm not doing enough drinking or drugs. Maybe there's something wrong with me. It's a wild world. I'm going to tell you about Jack Jones on the other side. I'm going to tell you, take more of your calls on Zion. Pat Riley had some words about how the Miami Heat can't compete. The NFL is trying to tell their guys to stay out of trouble. We got a lot to do, so don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, I would just like to say you are the most level-headed and coolest sports radio host in the world, man. I love listening to your show. I always get off around this time of night. Always love to hear your takes. You're always a really cool customer, man. I appreciate your show, bro.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We've been talking about Zion Williamson and his issues. We're going to get into some of the issues that the NFL is trying to keep its players away from, namely gambling. It appears that the NFL is trying to clarify some of its rules and parameters for gambling. And we'll talk about that next hour. And, you know, Zion isn't the only dude with issues. He hasn't broken any laws, but it appears that he certainly has had some issues and errors in judgment. And I'm going to get to your calls in a second, 855-212-4CBS. If you haven't heard about this from up in New England, up in Boston, Jack Jones, defensive back from USC, he was drafted by the Patriots last year. He played in 13 games, had 30 tackles, two INTs, a touchdown. Not bad for an opening season for a dude who came out of the fourth round. Unfortunately, he was also suspended by Bill Belichick because he was reportedly late to some of his physical rehab assignments, beef with Belichick, and he found the bench. Yeah, rookie beefing with Belichick. How nice. But things have gone a step further. Jack Jones was arrested a few days ago. We talked about it on Friday briefly. He was arrested June 16th at Logan Airport up in Boston. He had two loaded Glock 9mm in his carry-on. Where the hell was this man going? His lawyer said he had no intention. This is nuts. Here, take a listen on the news from CBS in Boston. This is crazy.
Patriots player Jack Jones released on bail after facing a judge this morning on gun charges. Police say the cornerback tried to bring two loaded guns through a TSA checkpoint at Logan. The guns were reportedly found in his carry-on luggage. Right now, though, it's still unclear how this might affect his future with the Pats. Jones is due back in court in August for a probable cause hearing.
Yeah, $30,000 bail. He's going to be back in court on August 18th. Hey, if he screws up again, Bill Belichick going to get his man to move. But if he can play, he going to play. That's the name of the game. Bill Belichick has had worse on the team, mind you. You fill in the blanks. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Bruce, he's calling from New Orleans. Hey, Bruce, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good evening. How you doing today?
I'm amazing. Bruce, how are you?
I appreciate what you said about the great food in New Orleans. We are happy. And I lived in San Francisco, Long Island, New York, Miami Beach. New Orleans is my home. But, you know, it's too bad the NBA don't have a little incentive clause for some of these people. They got good contracts with the NBA. And speaking of the Patriots real quick, Hernandez, there's a good case in point, that big old guy that played, that went to prison, the gangbanger. You know, remember him?
The one I referenced him vaguely, Aaron Hernandez?
Right.
Yeah, he's not on Earth with us anymore. He's somewhere else.
No. Yes. No. Yeah. It makes me want to scratch my head. Think how intelligent some of these ball players are to try to get carry-on bags with guns in their bags in this day and time. Are they in another planet, or what's wrong with that picture?
Well, I mean, people do it. It's not just athletes. People try to take weapons right onto their carry-ons more frequently than I think people realize.
Yeah. Well, you
people
got
make dumb
feeling,
decisions
yeah.
every day, Bruce. You sound like a smart man. Don't you know people do dumb things?
I've done a lot myself. But
yeah,
you got a great caller that takes the call. That man is really good. I look forward to your show every night from 9 until 12 here in New Orleans. Have a great night.
Well, thank you, Bruce. You stay cool down. It cooled down just a little bit, right?
Not really. Humidity's real bad.
It was 100 degrees the other day. What you talking about?
Yeah, well, right now it's about 11 o'clock and it's 89.
Oh,
humidity's about 90%.
Yeah, that's about normal, Bruce. About normal.
Later.
Well, listen, I'll be down there soon, okay, Bruce? All right, bye. 855-212-4CBS. Marquise is calling from Charlotte. What's up, Marquise?
What's going on, JR, man? How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. I wanted to speak on the Zion situation and the Hornet situation, man. Man, I feel like Zion, he would be a nice player for the Hornets, you know, just considering that he has the Carolina connections and, you know, he would fit good with our roster. But can I tell you what I think Mitch Kupchak should do in the draft or, you know, with his number two pick and moving forward?
What, kiss Michael Jordan's ass on the way out the door? Like, what?
No, sir. I think okay. we should draft Brandon Miller at the number two spot. You got to consider the fact that Miles Bridges is missing the next 16 games. So I feel like
then they get him with 10. They said he served 20, and they got 10 more, right?
No. It's 16 games.
Oh, okay. That's news to me. I know the NBA slapped him with a 30 game, and then they said because he didn't sign a contract last year, they're considering it to be 20.
Okay, even if it's 4 more extra games. But I feel like that gives us Brandon Miller gives us more flexibility with him being out, you know, considering the other roster spots that we need to take care of. And we also have the number 27 pick in the draft, and I feel like we should trade that and possibly Terry Rozier to go try to get a Porzingis or, you know, do what we can do to try to get a Pascal Siakam. And I feel like the league would take us way more serious if we can show some initiative in the in general manager position in the front office.
Listen, this sounds nuts, Marquise. I would draft Scoot Henderson. I would keep Melo. If he decides to ever leave, at least you have another scorer there as backup on the team, and you know or feel more confident that Scoot is going to show up and play ball. That much is, I think that's the safest bet and the safest option. Is it the splashiest thing in the world? No, it's not. Are you going to have conflict initially between Melo and Scoot and his development?
Exactly.
Likely. But I think in the long run, if you were to ask me, hey, is LaMelo going to stick around before he starts getting the itch to go elsewhere?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's very likely.
That's very likely. And that's, you know, that's where I think most people are looking at it. But I just feel like if we want to sell Melo, who is our star, bringing in another ball dominant guard, that's not going to fit well with Melo.
Yeah, I think Well, it don't have to be, because it's building the team and not necessarily having him as a centerpiece. I think Scoot is a safer option. I think he's stout. I think he'll stay healthy, and I think he'll just go and play ball without zooming around town in a purple Lamborghini. Let's just hey Marquise, appreciate you, man.
Okay. All right, man. Appreciate you, JR.
No doubt about it. 855-212-4CBS. Mitchell is calling from VA. What's up, Mitchell?
Hey, how you doing, JR? Thanks for taking my call tonight.
Sure.
Just wanted to touch base on the Zion Williams conversation that you're having.
Yeah, well, you're here. Go ahead.
Yeah, in regards to that, you know, I think there's a few teams out in the NBA right now that could use Zion as a centerpiece. The first two teams would be the Detroit Pistons and the Orlando Magic. And the reason I state that is because these two teams have been tanking for the last couple of years, and their management is in kind of a heat as to what are we going to do next and how do we actually get to our team to the playoffs and make sure that we are a legit team in the NBA.
No. The Orlando Magic have Paolo Banchero, man. The Orlando Magic ended last year on a hell of a streak and a hell of a run. The Orlando Magic
have
young guards and Cole Anthony. They have Wendell. They don't need Zion to come in and do what? Be hurt?
Well, you know, then I'll preface this then. The other team that I think could make a nice move for Zion Williams to make their superstar happy would be the Portland Trail Blazers. With Damian Lillard out the door, and maybe Scoot Henderson is the guy for them, but if they want to keep Damian, I think bringing Zion in for the Trailblazers would be a big markup for Damian and keeping him back on and back happy and in the position where he can be the superstar up in Portland.
I think, and thank you, Mitchell, for calling from VA, I think Damian Lillard would laugh if they traded for Zion. I think he'd laugh. I think he'd roll his eyes and go, all right, just send me out. I'm supposed to, you know, pin my title hopes on this guy? Does Zion like beer? I know he likes a lot of other things, but if he likes beer and you send him to Portland, his career is done. Odin style, no knees. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. More of your calls. Speaking of trouble, NFL is trying to keep their guys out of trouble with the gambling. Don't move.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So, I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I wanna see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 40% on selected products. Get 40% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.